So how many people have voted early so far, in person, by mail, and by email?
In person, by mail, and by email. In person, we're at 2,813. We have 31 by travel board. We have 425 by mail. In email, we have 3.
What is a travel board?
Travel board, we send out 1 Democrat, 1 Republican, and 1 voting machine. They will visit people who are confined to their home or a care facility, and they will physically take the voting machine out to them so they can vote.
And
so
how
it's a
many
special application that people complete for that, but they'll cover the nursing homes and people who are just confined to their individual homes. It's a travel board application. It's different from the mail-in absentee application. It's a travel board application that asks for the travel board to come and visit them wherever they're confined so they can vote. They have to qualify for it.
How long has this travel board been in existence?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you, since I've been around, but I'm not sure if there are how long when that law was enacted.
How many early voting precincts are there in Lake County?
Early voting precincts? All of them. 353. How many early voting locations? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
11.
Can you give me the locations or generally and the hours?
Yes. Well, the first location is here in our office at the Board of Elections at the Lake County Government Complex. And their hours mirror our hours, so they're a little bit extended from all the other locations. And then all of them are open on Thursday nights until 7. So outside of the Board of Elections office, we have the East Chicago County Courthouse, the Gary Genesis Center, Hammond County Courthouse, Hobart Police Command Center, the Lowell Town Hall, Munster Town Hall, Schererville Town Hall, St. John Township Assessor's Office, Wicker Park Social Center, and Winfield Town Hall. And their hours throughout the week are 9 to 3. On Thursdays, they're open until 7. The last two Saturdays, October 26th and November 2nd, they're open from 9 to 2. And the last day for early voting is Monday, November 4th, from 9 a.m. until noon. And then Election Day is the next day on November 5th.
When did early voting begin?
I would also have to look up that law and find out when it started. Since I've been here, we've always had it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to look back at the law and find out when it started. I'm not sure.
How long have you been there?
Year and a half. But I think we've been doing early voting for years.
So is there anything special that people need to know about voting this particular time around?
About voting this particular time around? I would say a couple of things. These are municipal elections. So those who are just in the unincorporated areas, the township areas, they don't have an election this time around if they are not in a city or town. One thing that we kind of like to bring people's attention to is when you have a situation where it's an at-large race, where it's a pick two or pick three, straight party voting doesn't apply to that. So if you would go in and press your straight party ticket, and in your ballot you have the option for a pick two or pick three scenario where you're choosing two people for an at-large position, they simply won't be selected. You actually need to go through the pages of your ballot and select them. And then at the end, you hit your cast vote button.
What is an at-large position again?
It would cover all of the districts of one community. So where some communities have a ward and you are sometimes only elected by that ward, or you have to be representative of that ward to qualify to run. An at-large position can be anywhere in the city or town and are voted on by the entire city or town.
Anything else that you can tell me about voting that maybe people don't know or that I should know to include in this story?
I would say one thing that is helpful to understand is that for early voting, all of the early voting locations have all of the precincts programmed into them. So you can go to any of the 11 early voting locations, regardless of where you live.
That's good to know. Wasn't there a law recently enacted where people have to show ID to vote? Was that always a thing, or is that something pretty new?
It is not really that new. That would have come in under Todd Rokita when he was Secretary of State, which was 2002 to 2010. So it was somewhere in that time frame that voter ID came into effect.
Thanks a lot, Leanne. I really appreciate your help.
Not a problem. You have a good day.